And in Romans chapter 13, it says here, but put ye on, did I tell you the verse, chapter 13, verse 14? It says, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Now how do we put on the Lord Jesus Christ? Or what does it mean to put on the Lord Jesus Christ? How do we put him on? First of all, Christ died. Then he was raised from the dead. Then he ascended into the heavens. It also says back in 2 Corinthians 5 there that we no longer know Jesus Christ after the flesh, because he's ascended into heaven. So how do we put him on? Well, we'll show you in a little bit. In Acts chapter 2, verse 22. Here's this great sermon on the day, part of the great sermon Peter delivered on the day of Pentecost. And it says, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. In other words, it wasn't possible that he'd stay dead, because God was going to raise him from the dead. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being at the right hand, where is he now? Therefore, being at the right hand of God, exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, which hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear, talking about the manifestations of speaking in tongues and so forth. Jesus Christ is right now at the right hand of God. There are several scriptures that state this, that Jesus Christ has ascended into heaven. If you go into Acts chapter 1 in verse 9, 10, and 11, you see where the ascension is, and they looked steadfastly up into heaven, and Jesus was ascended, and so forth. Also in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8, he said, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. See, when Jesus Christ ascended on high, he led captivity captive. What a great verse of scripture. Everything that captivates you in your life, Jesus Christ led captive. Okay, how do we put on the Lord Jesus Christ? It says here, let's go to the Gospel of John. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14, it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. See, Jesus Christ so lived his life that he actually was called the Word in the flesh. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 10, and we have put on the new man, which is renewed, how? In knowledge, after the image of him that created him. So how do you put on that new man? Through the knowledge of the Word of God. And again, here's a verse we've had before. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Being conformed to the course of this world is, remember what we covered before? That's our five senses. That's the old devilish logic, you know, going by and getting stuff that's sometimes right and sometimes wrong. But instead, we're transformed by the renewing of our mind. Jesus Christ lived his life so that it lined up with the Word of God, to the end that he was the Word of God in the flesh. The simple truth here is that Jesus Christ read the Word and believed it and acted upon it as if it were true, and he got the results of his right believing. We put on the Lord Jesus Christ by reading this Word of God and believing it and acting upon it. The Word of God takes the place of the ascended Christ. Jesus Christ is now seated at the right hand of God. We are now the ones who carry out the ministry of reconciliation. We get to know Jesus Christ by getting to know the Word of God. Let's go to Philippians chapter 2. And the King James Version of this verse is, let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. Now, we don't literally get a brain transplant or the physical brain of Jesus Christ. The word there, mind, is the Greek word for thoughts. In other words, we think the same thoughts. The New International Version of Philippians 2:5 reads like this: your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ. That's a pretty good translation. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23, in the King James Version, it says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And again, the New International Version of that verse, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23, to be made new in the attitude of your minds. See, it's not just memorizing scripture. What does it mean to renew our minds? What does it mean to have the mind of Christ? We must not only have the same thoughts as Jesus Christ, we must also have his attitudes, passions, and love. When we renew our minds, we become the devil's worst nightmare, Christians with a good attitude. The renewed mind is more than just memorizing scripture. It's more than just making out a schedule. You know, there's a lot of unbelievers and a lot of evil people that can memorize scripture and can be very disciplined. Hitler was disciplined. Stalin was disciplined. The Pharisees, they memorized scripture, but you know what? They applied it quite differently than Jesus Christ. Let's go to Romans chapter 12, in verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. And that word dissimulation doesn't make much sense to us in modern day English. A better translation of that word would be hypocrisy. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. In Ephesians 4:15, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. In 2 Peter 3:18, it says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. The renewed mind has to have love without hypocrisy. If there is hypocrisy in your love, then it is not true love, and it is not the renewed mind. The renewed mind is more than just discipline. Discipline can be used for good and evil. Discipline for discipline's sake is not the renewed mind. We must have the love of God in our hearts and the self-discipline to speak it to others with the goal of helping them. That is the renewed mind. Also, when we say we grow in the word spiritually, what we really mean is that we grow in our renewed mind. We grow in our knowledge and application of God's word in love. Again, that is the renewed mind. And remember that verse of scripture, John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, it's a figure of speech. For God so loved the world. What did he love? Did he love the mountains, the trees, the animals, you know, the sunsets? No, God loved the people. In witchcraft and the occult, Mother Earth and animals are often loved and esteemed more important than people. The whole reason for the earth is mankind. Mankind isn't here to service the earth is here for mankind. When we renew our minds, we also love God's people. That means that we love our Christian brothers and sisters. Also, it is not how smart we are or how much knowledge we have that matters. What matters is how we operate the renewed mind in the love of God. And towards the back of your Bible, in the epistle of 1 John, in chapter 4, verse 11, it says, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And in verse 20 in the same chapter, it says, if a man say, I love God, and he hates his brother, he's a liar. Well, that's pretty blunt and straightforward. It's pretty true, too. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God who hath not seen? In verse 21, and this commandment we have from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. 1 Corinthians, here's a verse that's great on renewed mind. 1 Corinthians 8:1 says here, knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. See, we can get real smart and real knowledgeable, but if we don't have the love, then it doesn't help anybody.